I wish I could write something beautiful. I wish I could write something so real that it would change how things are. I can see it in my mind, a picture so clear. I can taste it and inhale its fragrances. The desires of my heart have burned me. They have hollowed me out. The landscape of my soul has been altered. Or perhaps it's just the overgrowth that has been cleared. But for now, I seem to see better the rise and fall and shape of me. It seemed as if the fire would consume me and I would be no more. But as the last ember died and the wind hurried away the final wisp of smoke, I remained still there, naked, scarred, and raw, but separate somehow from all that had been. I found only dry, bitter ashes and the black, barren solitude of my grief. I wandered in that place alone for many days and many nights, watering the ground with my tears, remembering what was and what could have been, wishing for what is now not. I hope I will write something beautiful. I hope that my soul will find her voice and learn to sing a new song, one that has always been. I can hear a simple, sweet strain rise and fall, strangely familiar, like a dream of home. For now, I make my way like a blind man, sight requiring new senses. Cautiously, my words tap, tap, tap before me, through the ash and the unknown, seeking their way, reaching out, feeling for the next step along this new path. Scribbles on a page, symbols seeking structure enough to contain the melody of her. Clever words and ego were burned in the clearing of me, the illusion of my intellect brought low. Yet, with what small vision remains, I catch glimpses of green arising from the soot. Life, indomitable, pushes through the ruin and back into the light. Buds break and blossom. The landscape is bare, but not barren. Even the ruin enriches and reveals the soul of me. Salt tears are still needed to water this place, and in my laughter, new seeds are sown. What was is no longer. What is to come is yet to be. So now, patient, I wait. Just tap, tap, tapping.